Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to episode 251 of Fourth and John. I am Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Prime in the building. We are talking the Eagles. Washington football team recap. I was going to say, what the F? But hey, what the F is, we got the win, man. Overall, it was imperative. We got to get the dub. Obviously, the first couple drives, Eagle fans in the Minshew stands started chirping. But, you know, Jalen Hurts got it together. He put together some solid drives. Play calling was tremendous. By Sirianni, the Eagles rushing attack again showed its beautiful head. How many weeks in a row have they, you know, led the, you know, put up 150 plus yards rushing? I think, we saw some back shoulder fades. We saw Rager make some nice screens. Prime made nice plays by Rager. But overall on the day pre-game, we had a nice little tailgate. You know, shout out to the Goofy Gators and AmeriKick for teaming up. We got a lot of toys for the kids. A lot of those toys were given by you guys. Shout out to you guys who gave donations. We went out and bought some, you know, we had me up in Target, around 10 o'clock buying Barbie dolls. And I'm getting side-eyed by a 7-year-old, like, what are you doing in here? but shout out to you guys who donated, man. It was a great turnout. Me and Prime dropped off the toys last night, and just seeing all those toys was cool, man. And Mark is a really good dude from AmeriKick, or AKA Karate Mark. And shout out to Aaron for all she does for families with autism and children with autism and special needs. So it was a great cause, great turnout. And the pulled pork. Let me when Alex talked about his pulled pork being award winning pulled pork, I was like, okay, because you up the ante. You know what I mean? When someone puts something extra on it,
yeah,
you're just like, now I'm expecting it to be amazing.
Yeah, especially given that title.
So that's me with a pulled pork sandwich. When the taste that in that pulled pork was amazing. Like I brought three home. I gave my brother an extra one, and he was like, yo, that pulled pork was amazing. He's like, what's in that? And that was the constant thing that I got from everyone. What's in that pulled pork? But what about you? Huh?
Secret recipe.
He actually gave it to me.
Yeah, he actually gave us the secret recipe. He shared it with us, but you know what I mean? He gave it to us in confidence.
From the get-go, it was an awesome tailgate. The vibes could not be we were walking into that stadium, or you guys, I should say, were walking into that stadium coming off a great tailgate, and going in up against a Washington football team that was just – I mean, half their coaching staff was absent, half their team also absent. I had no real doubt in my mind that the Eagles were going to win that game yesterday. However, I did – and I hope some people in the lot can vouch for me. I did say that yesterday was going to be, it was going to look like a what the F sort of situation leading up to halftime. Yep. Sloppy. The first half's going to be sloppy. Mm. We're going to be pretty much sleeping on them. And they're going to get, you know, they ended up getting that turnover that put them up. And going into halftime tied up, I was kind of exactly what I was expecting. But the second half, I expected them to absolutely roll, which is exactly what happened. Like you said, we had over 175 yards for, I think, like the sixth game in a row. Jalen Hurts is absolutely – he played good out there. He did the job that he needed to do. Dallas Goedert has emerged as probably our best offensive weapon that we have. Everybody that was upset about Zach Ertz leaving, I understand. But the emergence of Dallas Goedert is real. He is the key weapon in this offense right now. Yeah, it's a good game all around.
Yeah, man, it felt great. Yesterday started off with the fact that we didn't even know where we were going to have our tailgate. I know it was hectic. Yeah, it was hectic the night before because, you know, Gail definitely was worried. You guys, if you guys don't really know how much thought or how much the process of thinking goes with this man when it comes to these tailgates, he calls us out of, like, He's always paranoid. Calls us just to make sure everything's good.
Stop.
Let me finish. Your checklist is the paranoid checklist. But he called us. We calmed it down. At the end of the day, you know us three guys. We pull the shit together. But with the help of many people. With that being said, I definitely want to shout out some MVPs, man. Allie. Thank you so much, Mr. Santa Claus, yesterday. Chris, you showed up as Mr. Santa Claus yesterday, held it down, held the parking spot for us since 10 o'clock in the morning, man. This dude goes out of his way, comes all the way from Virginia to sit there, and I don't even know what he does during that time, but he puts his dedication on making sure we have that spot. Alex, appreciate you coming through with the port. Like I told you yesterday, man, it was some good stuff. It hit the spot, but nothing tops, you know, my man up there is cheesesteak. You know, the cheesesteak.
Hey,
wow.
Hey, listen, man. I was fiending for that thing yesterday. He came through and hit the spot with the cheesesteak. But all around, appreciate everybody that came through to the tailgates with the donations. Karate Mark was definitely happy, you know, because we were able to go ahead and give to the kids, you know, for the holiday season. But man, it was just another epic tailgate. It was great. Good vibes going into the stadium, talking about the game. Yeah, it was scary, man. It was a sloppy first half. It was getting a little frustrated, especially when they went up 10-0. You know, that silly ass interception, you know, it just came out of nowhere.
That was one of the craziest things I ever saw.
It definitely was, man. It definitely was. They didn't even peep it when it like literally happened. We had to see the replay to even know that it happened at that time. So it was just like, wow. But like you guys mentioned, man, they eventually got it together. They came through. They put it together. I mean, Jalen Hurts, 20 for 26, 110 passer rating. I mean, he didn't look sharp in the beginning, but, you know, he finally put it together. Some great play calling by Nick Sirianni. And, man, Miles Sanders, 18 attempts for 131 yards. Man, that was that game that we just wanted to see. And I'm glad we got to see it last night live. It was great. Pulling out that W, walking out of the – well, we walked out a little bit early, but we had our reasons. We don't normally do that, but we had our reasons. We had
three,
to beat that
three
traffic.
Minutes.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
Are you guys serious?
Yeah, yeah. We walked out of there 3 minutes early.
The amount of shit that we talked.
I know, man. But this guy wanted to get to that spot to go ahead and get these toys to the spot. Hey, we had a good reason.
Hey, it's for the children.
Yeah, exactly. We had a good reason. We got there. Yeah, it was funny, man. Me and Gail kind of were like, we haven't ran – that much in a long ass time when we ran from the link to the parking spot. And it was like, whoa. But hey, we made it happen, you know what I mean? And it was just like I said yesterday, man, Fourth and John, all about the kids. So I'm glad we were able to accomplish that.
And but, I'm sorry, Gal. I just want to bring this up real quick because while you were on the topic of Allie and my cheesesteaks, she shot some pictures yesterday. I just want to let you know, let the viewers know how much he's out here fiending for the cheesesteak. As you can see, Allie, thank you for the beautiful shots, action shots. You can see the Prime in the background chilling with his buns open. Wait,
whoa.
Fly in there. Hey. That's the first image. And then look at this. He's doing the he can't even let it cool down.
I was too anxious, bro, man. The fact that you gave the very first cheesesteak away to somebody, I was like, what are you doing? I was ready to fight that person for the cheesesteak.
Hey, man, they go quick. They go quick.
They definitely do. They definitely do.
So I'm reading comments in here. There's a couple comments here. They have, you know, common denominator. Puga, you know, bringing up stuff from the timeline. Who's going to be the next famous person to show up to the tailgate? You know, like, first of all, we don't ever know who's really going to show up to a tailgate, whether it be a Randy Moss, a Charles Woodson, a random player. Like, it's always something random. All of a sudden, a guy goes up to yours truly in Hollywood Hearn and asks them for a cheesesteak for the Dr. Oz. All we know of Dr. Oz is some guy that's been on TV and Oprah and whatever. Yeah. People had to Google him. So next thing you know, we put out an Eagles chant because he's eating a cheesesteak. And that's what happened. He asked to take a picture with our group. Literally, we tailgated from 12 o'clock to 6:45. He was there for 5 minutes. So when, you know, obviously some people were like, we didn't know.
Yeah, no, so. I mean, ultimately, it just comes down to we're in the parking lot chilling. The drinks are flowing. We, as Fourth and John, we say all the time that we welcome anybody to our tailgate. So I just ended up here, and I'm in the middle of cooking some cheesesteaks. I hear, hey, do you think Dr. Oz could get a cheesesteak? I'm like, okay, that's a very weird request. But I'll give anybody a cheesesteak. That's fine. Lo and behold, I end up finding out that, you know, apparently he's been doing some political run for Senate and all that. Long story short, we don't know any of his political affiliations, and we are not endorsing him in any way. He's just showed up like anybody else that shows up to our tailgate. So yeah, thankful for everybody that is understanding of the situation, for sure.
Yeah, so with that being said, slow your roll. There's no political shit going on here. All right, this is a Fourth and John podcast about the Philadelphia Eagles. If the man wanted to eat, let him eat. You know what I mean? A lot of people ended up, you know, welcoming him to the tailgate, had a maybe quick 2-second conversation with him, and then he was on his way. All right? We've been down this road. We've had some people, you know, some special people show up at our tailgates, and it's all about showing love in return. And that was it. Kept it moving.
And that was not an invited guest.
Not an invited guest. And we're not naive in the fact that, like, the man's making a political run. He all of a sudden is in the parking lots shaking hands and taking pictures, trying to be amongst the people. We were none the wiser.
You find that out after you Google.
You find that after the fact. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
Pictures are already taken.
Now, Mr. My guy over here is asking, heard Gail's doing the play calling Sunday. I might look like it in this jacket, old school, but we're talking about, you know, big news. Sirianni having COVID. Obviously, this thing was an issue with the Washington football team, but it's been an issue with the whole league in general. The fact that he's the head coach. He's the guy that gets the ship moving. And the fact that we're hoping that, you know, he's vaccinated and he'll be back soon for the Giants game. But we have three of our offensive linemen, Landon Dickerson, Andre Dillard, and now LaRaven Clark as of today. So that's the thing, man. You know, we all echoed DeShay's sentiments right here. Get well, coach, man. So, yeah.
And this is exactly the type of thing that, like, I mean, with all of the spike in cases that are happening across the entire sports spectrum, when this game got pushed back, I thought it put us at a disadvantage because we ended up being ready. Washington was not ready, and they pushed the game back. But now that opened the door up for, like, players. I knew that there was going to be players that weren't necessarily testing positive, showing symptoms. I don't know how the virus works, people, but I feared this team getting our team sick, and that's ultimately what happened. And I actually fear that with Nick Sirianni, the head coach, getting sick, that this isn't going to be the first positive COVID test that we get out of the Eagles this week. I'm hoping that the numbers stay low, but I feel like more are going to pop out.
And people talk about when Sirianni was yelling at Hurts in his face. You're like, oh, man, he was in his face. Like, what's going to happen now? I mean, it is what it is with the situation. You never know where, you know, like it's very fluid. You talk about one lineman gets it, and now we have three. They're all in meetings together.
Right.
You know, that's what we're dealing with. You know, talking about the football game, you know, it was there's moments in the game where you're just like, we're talking like back shoulder fades, we're talking about throwing with anticipation, we're talking about throwing up to your tight end to make a catch. There's moments where Jalen Hurts, it looked every bit of a guy that you want to build around, and a guy who's, you know, again, you know, my thing is with this whole thing with Jalen Hurts, whether it's vaccines or anti, like the timeline is Jalen Hurts versus these arguments that we see every day. But like with the whole thing with Jalen Hurts, it's like, you know, let the kid develop, and he's developing. His quarterback coach, the one he uses in the offseason, made mention to something that we've been talking to on this podcast about him getting to three. That means to his third read, talking about his eyes and his feet and that marriage together and how impressed he was with his play. This is what I was talking on the last podcast about getting from two to three.
Yeah.
This is where we are. If he can successfully and continuously get through his reads and find the third option and use his mobility, that's what you like to see. I mean, people keep talking about, like, that's part of his game, the mobility and rushing. That's part of his game. So if you want to make up these hypotheticals, that's part of his game. He's not going to lose that. It's just part of his game. And what we saw yesterday was
part of the process. A mixed bag of it. Yeah. No, I think that yesterday he showed a lot of progression. I mean, this dude, honestly, he gets it done on the ground better than anyone else on our team. Like we talked about, Miles Sanders, he's got just about the same amount of yards. Hold on, let me pull it up. He's got just about the same amount of yards as Jalen Hurts does this year. However, Jalen Hurts got 10 touchdowns. The rest of the running back, Jordan Howard, Kenny Gainwell, and Boston Scott, they got 11 touchdowns in between the three of them. Miles Sanders hasn't found the end zone yet so far this year. So I know they were really pushing for him to get into the end zone last night. You could see on the goal, a lot of goal line plays, they kept on pushing. He kept on getting stopped. I really don't know what is it. He's unable to just get it done in the red zone, Miles Sanders. I don't know, man. But Jalen Hurts, he's a stud, man. He's proven to be. Ooh,
stud. Yeah, I mean,
I'm feeling good about it.
He's like,
I deleted my tab and I scrambled my brain during that
whole thing. Hey, Evan. He
looked good, man. I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due. He did look good. I mean, like, yes, I think you guys had posted in the group chat that breakdown that Dan
Orlovsky.
He ended up, yeah, like that was sharp, man. Like the fact that he ended up releasing that ball quick, reading that defense the right way, you know, calling the check down, like, and then releasing it to Jalen Reagor. Yeah, you know, I saw one of the comments here asking why are we booing Jalen Reagor? You know, we all make mistakes. You're absolutely right. We all make mistakes. But, you know, we're Philadelphia fans. We're going to let you know.
No, we don't get to that. We're going to get to that.
All right. So then I'll leave it for later. But, yeah, I mean, just the fact to check down how he got it to Reagor. Reagor broke it, you know, for like about a good 20-plus yard gain. It was good to see that. Like, and again, the play calling, it was great. Wish we would have seen this a whole lot sooner at the beginning of the season. But, hey, it is what it is. We're 7-7. We're at 500. We got three more important games to go. I mean, we can finish this thing strong. Don't know what the outcome is going to be, but it's all about finishing strong.
But yeah. there is still improvement to be made with Jalen Hurts. That's the point I wanted to get to, was the fact that I remember on a fourth down, right down on the goal line, he ended up throwing to Devontae Smith in the corner. It was a little bit high and out of reach for Devontae Smith. Kenny Gainwell was open right in front of Jalen Hurts, like 10 feet in front of him. He just missed that read, and that, you know, kept points off the board.
And there were some, there were other plays that we, myself and Gail, pointed out that he missed. He missed wide open receivers. So there's still some miscues that he's doing, and he's going to continue to do. It's all about, you know, that stage of getting better on a weekly basis. Yesterday, me and Gail were talking during the game. Like, I still feel he's reading, you know, he's watching that receiver the whole way through. Yesterday, there was a pass to Goddard. As a matter of fact, I think it was the one where he mossed the guy. Like, he was waiting for Goddard to break the whole time before he released that ball. He eyed Goddard the whole time. Am I correct?
It was the one that he was crossing.
It was one that he was crossing. He let it go. But it was like he was waiting for Goddard to go ahead and release off of his defender. That's the type of stuff I'm talking about. We got to get better at that. You got to view the field a whole lot more than what he has been. He just needs to work on that a whole lot better. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he'll get better at it as time goes on. But it's just those little things that still aggravate me. You know what I mean? Like, come on. There's plenty of, you know, receivers out there. Make, you know, open up the field a little bit. View the field a little bit more. And I don't know. It's just it still bothers the shit out of me.
Well, I've been on that play. Like, he Prime is like mad. I'm like, he connected on the play. So, I mean, if the situation like warranted him, like, he knows there's no potential of a safety coming down. He's got a man situation where it was open. So it's like, it is what it is. Like, I just appreciate, I mean, again, 20 for 26, right? 20 for 26. Mm-hmm. That's pretty efficient. And there's at the end of the game, the way that Jalen came off the field, it felt like there was kind of like a monkey. I'm not gonna say monkey on his back type moment, but he definitely was a little bit more animated than he usually is walking out of into the tunnel to go into the locker room. He was very animated, and definitely probably after watching a Minshew performance, you know, against the Jets or whatever, he's like, you know, here's my turn. He had to wait a couple more weeks.
Well, it's not every week that we get a win at home. So, I mean, that has to feel good when we pull that. Well,
that's his first win against the NFC East.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
wasn't the first one against that. So I mean, it was a great feeling leaving there, like knowing that I'm going into Christmas with a win, like that's setting it up. Like,
we
now
we still got playoffs that could be a present under the tree after it's all said and done.
And we really have, and it's funny that how many Eagle fans have poo-pooed the idea of us going to the playoffs or that ever being a thing, but the way our situation is set up, it looks good. I mean, we have to be Rams fans. We have to be Packers fans who will be playing the Vikings. I mean, right now we're sitting there with the Vikings. And if they lose one or lose two, or, you know, we win out, the Cowboys, if they're not fighting for, you know, that a higher seed, and they end up sitting their starters, it looks good.
And this is the stretch of the season where Jalen Hurts can really make that name for himself. I mean, we've been talking all year long about how this is a week-to-week process with Jalen Hurts as far as his evaluation. This is his final exam, these last few games. So if he's able to get us into the playoffs, if he's able to even maybe get a win, sneak a win out of it, then we're talking about our future quarterback next year. I think he would have earned the job at that point. If he wins a playoff game, if he wins a playoff game, you're not giving him next year.
I totally agree with you. And it's a good thing at the same time. Now you can focus on all these draft picks defense. Mm-hmm. Now we don't got to go wasting any, maybe offense here and there, but mainly defense. We're also Tennessee Titan fans tomorrow against the San Francisco 49ers.
I know, such a quick turnaround for football from Tuesday to Thursday.
Man.
We're already in next week.
Our section yesterday was chanting Tuesday night. Like, it was some crazy chants going on Tuesday last night.
I also saw a stat, too, that Jalen Reagor in his career has way better stats than Justin Jefferson on Tuesday night. So just keep that in the back of your mind for any time you want to say Reagor versus Jefferson.
So guess who outperformed Scary Terry yesterday? Reagor.
Wow.
And while we're on the topic of Reagor and the booing thing, like, I know a lot of Eagle fans were adamant about what Miles Sanders had to say about booing the players. And then shout out to Slay. We love the Slays here. Shout out to them for giving all those tickets away to fans. 18 people awesome. Got to see yeah. the game. Yeah. And then shout out to Slay for making the Pro Bowl. And yeah. Jason Kelce, by the way.
Jason Kelce.
We'll get to that. Yep. But Slay also said, mentioned the same thing about booing your players. And then, like, some people that weren't at the game, like, there's sometimes, like, you miss things being at the game. So you have to go back and watch the game to recap. If you weren't at the game, I don't think you're going to get the context of what was actually going on with the boos. Like, I've been in a lot of Eagles games as of late. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've, you know, Aguilar got some boos here and there randomly, but they didn't boo his name every time he was mentioned by the announcer, the stadium announcer. Not anytime he was going back, Jalen Reagor going back to punt, the stadium is booing. Like, and I'm telling Prime, I'm like, could you imagine? Like, again, I played punt, I was a punt returner. So catching a punt is like one of those things where you either laser focus.
Gotta be focused, right?
There are demons in your head where it's like, don't drop the ball, don't drop the ball, don't drop the ball. As the ball's punted, this man is getting booed before he even picks up the punt. They're booing as the ball's in the air. It's like, but like, what are we doing? Like, what are we like? That's the part where I'm trying to think of another time where another player that of ours was getting booed just by mentioning their name.
I can think of one that has yet to take the basketball court yet this year. That
Ben Simmons.
He it would be that wrath would be even worse, honestly. But to your point, I agree with you. Him like just getting booed before he even has the ball in his hands, it shows the total disconnect that has happened with him and the fans. And I really don't know. Like, he's at the point now. I don't understand how you can't convince a fan base to not boo people. You can't convince 70,000 people into something. The thing that is more likely to happen is Jalen Reagor has to, if he steps up and balls out for a couple games, the boos go away.
I said that last night. He made some plays. He made some plays and the fans were going crazy, but it just
not you.
Still wasn't
a screenplay. I look over at Prom. I'm like, go ahead. I'll wait for you to cheer, bro. Go ahead.
He got a golf clap.
The guy sitting next to me, random guy, he's just like, Justin Jefferson. He'll never live it down.
Ain't never did shit on Tuesday night, Justin Jefferson.
I was like, yo, it ain't about, I'm like, yo. And I looked at him, I said, are you going to cheer for that screen right there? And he's like,
let's see.
So collectively, there were a lot of Eagle fans that were in that vein. But I saw that post about Greg Ward. About Greg Ward stepping up,
yeah,
Washington
that was,
killer.
That was a huge catch, man.
That was a huge.
That was a tough catch.
Definitely
that
was.
He pulled in.
Definitely was. Caught He's us Mr. all De- by surprise.
Mr. He is December. Mr. December, man. Yes, sir. He shows up when it matters.
Yes, sir.
Ricky asked a question here. He says, "Do you guys think we can make the playoffs, and how deep of a run will we make?
If we do make the playoffs, in my opinion, we sneak in with that last wild card spot." And I don't think it would be absolutely outrageous if we were able to sneak one in the playoffs. But beyond that, I don't think anything else is really realistic.
Anything is possible.
No, I think there's a chance that we get into the playoffs if they're finding their identity. And then the thing about as you get to the cold, if you can run the football in the cold weather, that is that's a nice thing.
Right.
That's a luxury. But I don't know. Like we need to see them put it together.
It's set up perfectly for us. Now it's just all about how bad they want it.
Joe says we sneak in. Okay. Yeah. Play.
I mean, if anything, you go down just this. Everyone that we've played so far this season, if you just look back on it, in a rough summarization, we have beaten bad teams and we've been beaten by good teams. So that's pretty much what we are. We're a middle of the pack team.
Middle of the pack, you know who's leading the pack?
Honestly, not really any team. Like I can't tell you one team that would be like that team's winning the Super Bowl.
I was kind of
I don't know. I kind of think about that with Green Bay, to be honest with you.
I was trying to segue into Kelsey's run, who was leading the pack. Come on, man. Like, he was running 16 miles per hour, dude.
He himself even showed reaction that Miles didn't score on that play.
Yep.
He really wanted Miles to score, and, I mean, he was leading the pack.
Miles went the wrong way, yeah.
You know how angry
– You would have been so happy just to see the way that man led that
pack. Yeah, I'm telling you. If you're a lineman, you get in a film room and your linemen start looking at you because you went the wrong way, they're giving you shit for that. Like, he's like, as soon as he threw it out, I could tell. Like, he was like, bro, if you would have just went left, fake right, went left with his speed.
Yeah.
You saw the flashes of Sanders' speed. You saw, you know, again, Sanders is banged up as it is. He's also has a quad injury as well. So he's dealing with some injuries. The fact that he came out there and did his thing, he was very excited at the end of the game. So,
just talk about Jordan Howard and how he has come back from what seemed like a completely dead career, and he has completely reemerged and ignited this offense. I mean, having Miles Sanders and Jordan Howard as a 1-2 punch, I'm loving it right now. Jordan Howard doesn't get negative yards. That dude just falls forward. It's perfect.
Inside zone.
Mm-hmm. He had a great game yesterday himself.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm glad, Kale. I'm glad that you brought up Jason Kelce, because didn't we have a podcast where we talked about who was going to be more important this season? Man. Fletcher Cox or Jason Kelce? We battled head to head. And I see one of them in the Pro Bowl running 40 miles an hour down the field making blocks. And the other guy is having an okay season.
And the other guy is integral part of holding that middle part of the defense alive. And again, if Fletcher Cox isn't doing what he's doing, the other guy who's upset that he didn't make the Pro Bowl, you know, Hargraves, who had great numbers. So yeah. we had the legendary Jerry Ball tell us about the guy who was catching. And Fletcher Cox is catching, and the fact that he's not getting the numbers, I would be upset. We saw angry Fletcher Cox.
I hear what you're saying, but your argument is that Fletcher Cox is the main pillar of that defense.
They're both
line.
Main pillars.
That's my point. You can't say that and just disregard the fact that Jason Kelce is equally, if not more important to that offensive line than Fletcher is. Because
when we went numbers, it's 1, 2, and 3, and Kelce was 3. You can't have two number twos.
Yeah, but we did battle. We went to battle, and you were adamant that Fletcher Cox would be more important.
Yeah, you know how Fletcher.
We even made a bet about it. That's how adamant you were.
You know how Fletcher's probably like, he's like, I had to in this new defense, I have to do something that I don't really want to be doing. I want to be attacking. He has to think to himself. He's like, yo, I lost money playing in this scheme.
Sounds like, do you hear excuses, Prime? Because all I hear right now is excuses.
And if my mind recalls, I think
they're both important.
I think that jacket you got on was part of the bet. I think that, I think Kelce came. I think Kelce made the Pro Bowl. You had to give up that jacket. So you gave it up that crispy jacket.
You guys make it up. Fake arguments.
Fake arguments.
No. You're acting like I don't think Kelce's important. Yeah, he's the most important.
I'm not saying you weren't saying Kelce was important. I'm saying that one of the shows that we had,
you put
we
the man at number
tooth
3
and
that nail that
over
on.
This exact argument. And you can't deny it. You can't deny it.
Well, if we were playing in the same defense of last year, probably you would have had a better year. But
you know
we're not.
Jason Kelce says, I don't care what the scheme is. I'm going to get the job done. He's a Hall of Famer.
You know how happy I am to have Kelce get another Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
I love the Kelce family. I love the father and the mom for creating such great, talented players.
Absolutely.
It was a funny thing about Kelce brothers. Everyone was like, why are they so different? Why are they so different? Mm-hmm. So Travis Kelce was a basketball player, played a lot of AAU teams out there.
You know,
he's got the basketball swag, whatever, you know, hang out with the brothers. And then Kelce was a hockey dude. So they both
live with like different crowds. Yeah,
they just in the fact that they're both Hall of Famers. Come on, man.
Who do you? I was just about to ask Amazing. That. Like, who do you think is more like if they're both probably going to make it in the Hall of Fame? But I'm saying of the two, who would make it in first? I don't know if they retired at the same time.
That's tough.
That is a tough one.
They're both elite at their positions.
That'd be real cool.
You think you can get two Kelseys in at the on the same ballot?
That'd
be real
cool to see the both brothers get on the same ballot. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool. Yeah.
That would.
Imagine if they were twins, they would go out at the same time and go in to the Hall of Fame at the same time.
And both of them spent their entire careers on the same team as well. That means it's nice.
Lifers. Let's see. Get some of these comments over here. Ashley says, kudos to the development of Coach Sirianni. Also, creative, including Slay on offense, which created a WTF moment for people watching the game. And people, you know, like if it created a WTF moment for us, just imagine the corner across the way, like, yo, what is Slay doing on the field here?
Yep, exactly.
I like the wrinkle.
I liked it too. I thought I wasn't sure if he was going to be involved in the play or not. But before we even snapped the ball, it was like, at the very least, he's just out there to be a decoy. And we ended up scoring on that play. So job was well done.
Absolutely.
You see, Deshae just said that. Did you guys see Smitty lined up at tight end?
Yeah. The Mulata, that was wild. That was wild too. Seeing him in the 3-point stance, I was like, "What the hell is going on here?" There was some trickery plays.
He's
last
so
night.
Tiny, man.
They look like Mulata, yeah, he is. They look like Kevin Hart next to The Rock.
The Rock. Yeah.
I was like, "Bruh," I said. Yeah, well, I mean the fact that I saw a comment in here about Devontae Smith. We were in the crowd. I knew that was a catch because I'm like, I know he flashed the toe drag swag. And the fact when we watched it on the Jumbotron, everyone collectively on the second he caught it, they're like, yeah. And then he dragged the toe, everyone just erupted.
Went wild.
And that's what you get with Devontae Smith. It's a guy that we talked highly of. The fact that he's out here doing it. The fact that he wore a Deshaun t-shirt under his jersey. He's only a couple.
That's the type of pandering we appreciate.
A couple hundred yards away from breaking the rookie record that was set by Deshaun Jackson. So, wide receiver one this early in his career, and he's only going to get better. Again, he flashed. What I mean, you can't. Some of the stuff he's doing, you can't teach. And Devontae Smith, we got him.
He's got 741 yards on the year, 4 touchdowns. I mean, he's pretty much having an identical year to Dallas Goedert right now. He's just got 10 less yards and the same amount of touchdowns. So, but the main identity of this team has really become running the ball. And I think the thing that shouldn't be slept on is the fact that we've gone over 175 yards over the past 6 games, which is something that, to me, growing up, you know, in the 90s and all, this was always a pass-heavy team. And to finally have a team that is just ground and pound, it gets the job done, man. We move the ball down the field easy, like butter.
Hey, you know we have the Grinches in the comments here?
Oh. Looking. What's up? Trying to steal some presents?
Those guys were amazing. They had they were taking photo ops.
We also had Minshew and his dog.
Shout out to Chris Nady. Again, let's out off the top of the rip it off the top. I mean, Chris and Allie, man, I'm gonna shout you all out. You guys, tremendous. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have to take them guys out to dinner. Chris, you're gonna have
Korean barbecue.
Korean barbecue for everyone. Okay. For everyone. Now going into this, like essentially every game is a playoff.
Yeah.
Are you guys picking up that these guys are gelling together at the right time?
I'm not
ready,
sure.
Ready to make a run kind of gel?
I think that it's just been so inconsistent, man. There's really no other way to put it. I see that they have not all of the pieces to make a deep run, but they have the pieces of a team. They have the general foundation set. But as far as just the consistency from week to week, I mean, we end up losing a game against the Giants. You know what I mean? Like, this is a team that we're excited about right now because we're coming off of a nice win versus a team that we should have beat and should have taken down handily. And, you know, this is going to be a really make it or break it moment for everybody on this roster, from the head coach all the way down to, you know, the everyone that's fighting to prove that they're the guy moving forward.
Yeah, I think it's just all about the pieces, you know, the pieces coming together finally. It took some time. It's finally here. Yeah, I mean, I really do think they could go ahead and make a run, a decent run. I think it's all about making that decent run to one, like Evan had mentioned way earlier, was to prove that Jalen Hurts can be our future. And, you know, then that could definitely help us to focus on other things that are more important going into the draft. It shows a lot. It shows a lot that these guys can, you know, come together and show that they have that talent, you know, as a team. And they're showing that, you know, a whole lot lately. And with these three games left, man, they like I said earlier, they can finish strong. It's very important that they do finish strong. So I think it's all happening at the right time.
Yeah, I think the only thing that's holding them back is, like, you know, the potential, you know, these COVID scares. Like, any team at this present time is dealing with COVID. I mean, you've seen it. New York Jets players, mm-hmm. 15 of those players tested positive today. So, I mean, they all share the same stadium. Yeah. The new thing is teams are bringing their own benches to stadiums.
Dude, that's so dumb. I hope that gets shut down.
I don't know how I'm going to react if Dallas tries to come into our stadium COVID with this thing. Shit, bro.
Use some Lysol.
Yeah, but
wipe it down. Like we've been doing so every time so far.
If someone leaves, like, you know how Michael Jordan was in the playoffs,
leaving an upper decker on the bleacher. Like, what's going on?
Someone sent him a pizza, got him sick. Like, hey, bro, like, there's a war going outside. No one is safe. Mobb Deep lyric. If you didn't catch that. I just feel like, man, like, that's the only thing. Like we keep reporting, you know, putting stuff out there on our timelines, is on social, like, players getting COVID. It's like, that's what we're talking about these days. It's crazy.
Todd brings up Colt versus Eagles Super Bowl. I'm not seeing that necessarily, but while we're on the topic, I mean, we're looking at a Colts team. You're going to talk about gelling. They're looking pretty good right now, man.
The defense is
strong, and they got the best running back right now in football with Derrick Henry out.
Yeah, I see that you didn't lead with the ginger. You didn't say the ginger.
I'm trying to think about who you're talking about.
Carson Wentz is like I've heard.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, I've heard they're like, you know, he's leaning on the run, like it's all quarterbacks lean on the run. I just feel like, you know, the same things that he was doing here, he is kind of doing over there, like, you know.
Right.
But he's had flashes of you know, I'm not gonna say greatness, but he's been good for them, and he's been good for us because we have three first round picks.
Exactly. He's buns, bro. He's primes empty buns waiting for my cheesesteak right now. Sorry. Collateral damage.
Yeah.
I don't think you have the facilities for that, big man.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I don't think Colts are going to make it that far.
Damn. Yeah.
You think the Super Bowl?
I didn't say Super Bowl.
I don't think.
Because we're talking about Super Bowl, I don't think the Colts are making the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but realistically, like in the AFC, what are the top teams even? Like who is the teams that are like the surefire?
Chiefs are getting warmed up.
Chiefs are warming up. But I mean, they've definitely had a not familiar year this year. They've definitely like, I don't want to say taking a step back, but they weren't the dominant Chiefs that they've been.
You got a good point. I mean, who is that elite team right now? You really can't narrow it down. I mean, they're all like, you know, they have their ups, their downs, and it just goes to prove any given Sunday is like really starting to take effect because You don't know who's going to go ahead and pull off with a victory. You would think, because of past history on how these guys have been dominating their division, but it's not like that this year.
Wentz had 57 yards. That sounds like Wentz. That sounds like the Wentz I know.
Ouch.
A shout out to Lord Brunson. Have you guys haven't been to Lord Brunson's channel on YouTube? Amazing content creator. He said gave a fourth John a shout out in his post game video. Mentioned Gale Prime and the Cook.
Present. Yo,
everyone knows Hollywood Hearn doing it.
Dang it.
Yo, I mean, if you haven't checked out his channel, amazing content, man. He's always good to see people that are creating Eagles content around the stadium. You bump into him, it's just like, you know, it's like you meet people and you know who, you know, like from watching their content, you're just like, hey, man. It's just like, you know, that person, just like Alex. Like, I'm like, dude, I feel like I do know you already. This is the first time us meeting.
Yeah, you're meeting.
Shout out to his dad too, man.
Yeah, his dad was awesome. Yeah, his dad was awesome.
Their setup, they came prepared.
Oh my god! With the black table aprons.
It threw me off at first because I didn't see Alex and his dad there, and then I'm seeing like this setup, and I'm like, okay, Evan, like you're really gonna go out today, and then I'm like, oh, okay, that's Alex.
Evan looks over at the tables. He's like he's looking over at a Lamborghini. He's like, look at this setup over here. Like, so maybe we've learned something from the chef.
Yeah.
That we should get tablecloths.
Looks way nicer.
It's like dudes in college and stuff. Your first apartment, you never buy no curtains. Like, yeah, I don't know curtains. I got blind hair. I guess we need.
We learned.
So we'll buy us a tablecloths. Fourth and John tablecloths.
Maybe that'll be a future expense for next year.
Hey, Evan brought out the new apron yesterday. So I mean,
yeah. Shout out to Allie for that. Allie hooked that up. She also
hooked up a picture with at Jason Avant. She had snapped that while we were at the stadium. Shout out to Allie for that. That was amazing. Bringing up a Mark Bird comment. Speaking of Mark Bird, speaking of Pete Nathan, and speaking of Chip Reederson and Mike Harbison, who also put a shout out on his Facebook feed for the toy drive. Shout out to you guys, man. For your donations.
Yeah, for sure.
I got a whole bunch of gifts at Target, and I got some gifts at some other store. And then I'm putting the toys down on the ground, Prime is so excited about this one toy that I put down. He's like, bro, where did you get this toy? Like, these things are hot right now. Like, they're making money out there in the streets. I'm like, what is it called? Chewy?
Bluey.
He's like, yo, go get some more of them. So I'm like, here's a hot tip from Prime. If you see the Blueys out there, they're making money on the streets.
They hot, man. They hot.
What the hell is a Bluey?
Listen, we're almost at our hour mark.
No,
let's get off subject. Bluey, the best cartoons for kids to watch. Look, my brother's such a hater. Best cartoon show to watch with the kids. All right, and it's definitely for the parents as well. It teaches you, it's, you know, your experience to be parents with some crazy rowdy kids that we all have these days. So it's to learn how to be patient with them, to interact with them. It's great, man. I definitely highly recommend it. I catch me and wifey catch ourselves watching the show even when the kids are sleeping.
But anyways, we lost three viewers already.
Talking about Bluey,
like if you think he's animated now, like at the tree, he was like, I was like, yeah. What? I was like, I don't know.
I was loud as shit. I was like, who brought the Bluey? Like,
well, Mark Bird and Reederson and Pete Nathan and Mike Harbison, they bought the Bluey. And I bought the Blue. I put my own money in there. So that's pretty awesome.
That's what's up.
Very nice. Very nice.
There was some pretty cool toys in there, man.
That's what I was saying. I had a Fortnite like shotgun Nerf gun.
Yeah.
That thing was pretty sick, that bro.
That thing was hot. there was some interesting toys up in there.
Shout out to Deshae with the comments. I get this a lot. You know, I was in New York City. I was in a Uniqlo store, and the guy at the register is like, "Sup, man? I'm like, sup? I know you. And I'm like, I don't sup, Timbaland? And I'm like, no, Timbaland.
It's Darius. That's Rucker why
that
me, man.
And that's why that head is so big now.
I was like, Timbaland? I was like, yo, my, you know, I'm producing with Justin Timberlake, okay?
This guy's Hootie and the Blowfish over here. Darius Rucker.
Prime, my brother said you're a good father. It's a good
Thanks,
dad.
Thanks, Dwayne. Appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
That's a good dad over there. Yeah, man. Well, any topics that are on your mind while we're here?
I mean, everything kind of got swept away in my mind with all of the with all the guests that we had yesterday, all of the controversial guests that ended up showing up at the tailgate. So.
It's a funny thing because I mean, like again, I don't not everyone realized the type of planning that goes into these things. Like everything is pretty much planned. Not you know in general, mm-hmm. the fact that we didn't know where we were gonna like the whole thing with the Flyers thing situation, and like you're gonna tell Eagles fans that you can't park in here. You have to be a Flyers fan with tickets to actually park there.
Not to mention the fact that the NHL had plans to shut the season down today and they were going to force a game into last night. And then after Eagles fans start flowing into the parking lot, that's when you decide that you're going to cancel the game.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, Gail had called it pretty much the night before. Like, why do I have a feeling this Flyers game is going to get canceled? And then we're scrambling just to go ahead and get ourselves ready for yesterday. And then boom, here comes the damn breaking news, Flyers game is canceled. I'm like, I literally was telling people, like, if it was me and there was a way to make it happen, I'll tell everybody, do not park at Wells Fargo Center. Let them lose their money. You know what I mean? You ain't getting shit from us because you want to go ahead and keep us out of our damn lot that we pretty much bring the people to.
And they lost all that money.
Yeah, man. Like, it was just crazy. But listen, Jethro, M-Lot, all those lots yesterday, They made out good. I mean, we brought the crowd. Everybody was in there. They had a great time.
They had some trees, some nice greenery over there.
When I tell you, like, the perfect, like, sometimes you have perfect mistakes. It was a nice tree with grassy knoll.
That beer was not for the kids, FYI.
That was not for kids.
It was a match made in heaven, tree with the tree. We left the tree for the tree. You know what I mean? Like, it was all good. It was set up.
And it was set up right next to the DJ booth. Shout out to Lowski again, who he brought. He has these I don't know, fire. They're not, I don't know if you call them fireworks.
Sparklers.
People were having a lot of fun with that. Evan got burned, or Prime got almost pulled a Michael Jackson. His hair almost caught on fire. So we had that in slow-mo. We were going to show you that, but couldn't upload. It was too big of a file.
Just imagine what I would look like while Gail and Prime are looking cool, and I'm looking at my arm to make sure it's not on fire. That's pretty much the gist of the video.
Yeah, that's all I kept on looking at is Evan worried about. He kept looking back like, am I going to get burned?
Well, dude, because it started to burn. And that's what, my arm was, going right into the sparkler, I guess. And it started to burn. I was like, is my sleeve catching on fire? Like, what's going on?
So, I mean, that machine has become the human cat toy for us. Like, we'll just, it's got a remote, so you hit it, zoop, zoop, and it goes up. And then people are just like, wow.
Yeah, that thing was
so a hit. We took some videos of that. I'll be editing a thing that'll be some highlights from the tailgate. But, I mean, moving forward to this Giants game, I feel like I'm not going to say we've already overlooked the Giants once. I don't believe that this Eagles team or their coaching staff will allow them to overlook them again. You talk about the mistakes that were made by Jalen Hurts in the first game. We'll talk about the mistakes that were made by Rager, Ward, Boston Scott. A multitude of mistakes happened in that game. One of the biggest mistakes that happened in the game was the Eagles when they stopped running against the Giants. My friends that were Giants fans were like, I don't know why y'all let us get back in the game. All you had to do is just keep running at us. And I think especially if they're going to try and stop our run by loading the box, which they did try to do the first time we played, essentially, this is where Jalen has to win with the passing attack. I know Bradbury's a solid corner. You know, and he did a pretty good job on Devontae, but I feel like it could be another Dallas Goedert game for me.
Another Dallas Goedert game? I think that we're going game number 7 in a row, plus 175 yards. I mean, you look at the Giants did not do well yesterday, this past weekend against the Cowboys. I mean, between Tony Pollard and Zeke Elliott, they let up another 125 yards. So I don't see there's any reason with the momentum that we have going right now that the Eagles can't put another 175 yard rushing game on. And if that happens, we're in the driver's seat for the game. If you run almost 200 yards on a team, you are owning that game. So as long as we don't make mistakes, don't turn the ball over, and we can run the ball well, I think we can win that game.
Hey, listen, I mean, the key thing is just stick to the game plan. We start off with a game plan, stick to it. And it starts with that run. I mean, we could run this ball down their throat. Cowboys did it against them on Sunday. We could do it against them this upcoming Sunday. We got the weapons. We'll be all right.
AJ brings up a good point. I mean, run the ball with the giant killer himself, Boston Scott. And the only one who could stop Boston Scott against the Giants was himself. Scott.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then another weird stat about Miles Sanders. He hasn't had a touchdown since week 16 of last year.
Yep.
It's wild to me.
It is wild.
That is a wild.
Next year will be a whole year, man.
That is a wild stat as a starting running back of an NFL football team.
We got to get creative with him. I really loved that play yesterday when both Howard and Sanders were on the field at the same time. Yes, sir. Yep. If we can get another backfield like that down in the red zone, I don't see why Miles Sanders doesn't.
With the Pony Express, huh?
Yeah, I want the Pony Express.
I've seen another thing talking about running plays. They're like, if they got a play for Darius Slay, then they got to have a play for Jordan Mailata running the ball. Yeah. It's like, it's probably in there somewhere, like the refrigerated Perry package.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, but I also, like, it's not one of, I feel like it's one of those things that people tackle eligible. It's one of those things that I think people just talk about, and I don't know, maybe they'll pull it out. Maybe they'll pull out him as an eligible receiver, and then he just sneaks behind everybody. But how the hell do you sneak a 6'8" guy behind anybody?
Well, the Giants tackle, what's his name? I can't think of his name. He scored a touchdown, went out for a pass, made a catch. Andrew Thomas.
Yeah. You got Wilkins from Miami that ended up having that touchdown pass over.
Yeah.
These big men could do it, you know what I mean? You throw them into the mix, they get.
There's nothing better than a big boy TD too.
Right? Hey, it's nothing better to see their touchdown dance or something after. Right. I agree.
They get so hyped.
Yeah, you look forward to seeing it. You look forward to seeing it.
Shout out to you, Mark, man. Now Mark, he's out here giving predictions. So he's saying, should win this game like 28-14.
Should have won the last game.
I get it,
but you know,
I got to tell you, man, I fucking despise losing to the Giants. Like they're Dallas fans are one thing. They're like different tiers. It's 1 and 1A, as far as like how much I don't like either fan base. But Giants fans just have this different flavor about them, where they are just like. They just don't stop. When we were walking out of that lot after losing that game, and they just were relentless. I'm like, you guys have been absolutely owned by us the past two decades, and you're still sitting here talking your shit. Just shut up.
I agree with you, man. That was probably the most pissed I was all season, was walking out of that stadium to those damn fans.
Yeah.
It's all good. Because we're going to come out this time.
Hell steak. Yeah, this Sunday.
I don't
different
want,
outcome.
And Sirianni, I don't want him to take his foot off the gas pedal the entire game. I don't care if we're up by 3 touchdowns, be up by 4 touchdowns. Well, that's what I want to happen.
How about this? I'm buying steak. Because I'm bringing steak. Not I know you make the steak and cheeses, but like we should grill a steak for a victory steak.
Victory steak.
Okay.
I like it.
Anyone else wants to stick around for a victory steak? Let us know. If you want to cook one for me, let us. I don't know how to like my I can cook at home, but when you get me out in the wild and like cooking with a, I can cook over a. I'm not a grill master, Evan.
I got you, man. I got you. It takes a lot of practice.
Evan's like this, and this dude sitting next to me, and he's like, "Yo, where did Evan learn that, dude?"
It was funny.
Evan did it for a long time.
It was funny too, Evan, because you stepped away for like a couple minutes yesterday, and then Alex. I'm standing there with Alex, and I'm looking at Alex, and I'm like, "Well, I'm not gonna touch that man's grill. Like, do you want to come over here and, you know, move those onions around? Because I'm not touching." I was like, "Nah." He started laughing at me. He was like, "Yeah, I guess you know the rule not to touch another man's grill." I was like, "Hell yeah, shit."
That's like touching a black man's radio. Like, you know, Evan's like, "I'm gonna put on some REM and some Pearl Jam on a road trip." I'm like, "Little grunge era, Nirvana." I was like, "I can listen. I'll give you your moment." And then Prime gets it, and then he plays that one song.
Hey.
In the ghetto,
that Jay Balvin or that. Yeah.
He's like, "Yo, play my song." So
both y'all asses are gonna be bopping to it too.
To be honest with you, I still put it on.
No, like when the tailgate song hits, and then they play that song, I look up Prime like, "Your song is on."
Yeah.
Speaking of on, Todd says, "Give Booby 20 touches a game."
That's what she said.
Mark says, "Don't make sense that Miles, he has all those yards, but no TDs." Mind-boggling. Bro, that's like, that's got to be one of the most frustrating stats I've seen. Like, I'm like, he saw Boston Scott. He saw his dude. He saw Gainwell do his thing. He's like, I'm the guy. I don't have any touchdowns.
Do you think that there is somewhat of a – do you think Miles is living in his head a little bit because of that? I mean, he doesn't necessarily show it and the same way that Jalen Reagor does, but do you think that he's sitting there in his head thinking about not reaching the goal line?
I think so. I don't honestly think so, man. I think he's still he
telling you, man, when I was a running back and my fullback kept on eating, I would get the ball down to the 10, to the 5, and I'm like, call my number. And they don't call your number.
Let me reiterate then. Maybe it might be in the back of his mind, but it's not affecting him. He's not letting it affect him.
Oh, it's not like that. But personally, that's a personal hell he's probably going through.
You're right.
Because I'm saying he's the man, and it's all about numbers.
It might be contract clauses too. Yeah, you know what I mean? It might be messing up his bonus or something. Yeah,
and I can even speak to watching the TV broadcast last night. There was one time where Miles Sanders got stuffed on the goal line, and there wasn't any sort of time clock implications. But I just saw him going like this. And I'm like, this guy just wants another stab at the end. He's like, "Yo, let's run it back. Let's run it back. Let me get in there."
So who do you think who's going to hold that against him? Howie Roseman in a potential negotiation? Like, "Oh, you want millions? No, you haven't scored a touchdown since week 16 of last year. Don't come to me asking for." Yeah, you know how it is.
Know exactly how it is.
Mark Bird calls it Thunder and Lightning 2.0. I agree. It's a nice mix.
What, Howard and Sanders for sure,
and then Boston Scott, on drums. Who are who's on drums? Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard be on drums, yeah.
So
Kenny G on the sax, obviously.
Kenny G on the sax. And then who's the lead singer?
Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders. I don't know why, but he seems like a bassist to me. It's nothing real.
Wow. Shout out to Blue Meanie. Good evening, fellas. Merry Christmas.
What up, Meanie?
Blue Meanie is actually got something in the works. He's got an interview process, something where he's being interviewed, and it looks amazing. I wonder what kind of documentary that is. Behind the scenes, behind the wrestling scenes.
Interesting, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
It's very interesting. Being a wrestling fan, hey, back in the day, ECW, I used to love it, so I'm definitely looking forward to that, man. Yeah, he's still got some great connects with, you know, some good people out there. So I'm there's a lot of people that he's been giving shout outs all week, and it's like just good seeing them, seeing that they're still good and healthy and everything. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he's putting together. Booby slapping the bass.
Slapping the bass.
Slapping the bass back.
Mark asked a question here. What was the big play Slay on the offense last night? He was like in motion.
Decoy.
That was great.
Yeah.
Like, that was like the in the Matrix where they show the red dress and the red dress girl on the red dress is walking
Look
by.
Look again.
And boom. And that's essentially the, you know, like I feel like. And that's trickery.
Yeah, dude. It's you look left, we go right. That's all it was. I love it. I love it. And I honestly think that there will be potentially another play later this season that they run the same sort of package. And then Darius Slay, they think that he's just a decoy. And he ends up slipping behind, you know, the second layer of the defense. Ends up catching himself a ball. That could be just a play that was setting up a future play.
Yeah, man. I like it. I like the way you're thinking. It'd be cool to see.
Mm-hmm. Talking about, you know, who's a player that you think needs to step up in order for the Eagles to make this run? Like this player has to become that X factor.
Prime, you want to say it together?
Jalen Reagor.
Yeah. No, I thought someone was going to say Quez. And we'll take people from the comments.
I mean, hey, listen, man, the man's been quiet, but at the same time, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you bring up a good point. He could be mentioned.
AJ says Reagor.
But you know Rager's on the back of my mind as somebody that I feel like if he steps up within these next few weeks or even if we make a playoff run, he could be a big contributor because, you know, again, it focuses on more weapons, you know. Yeah. That's the key. So I hope so. I really, and truth be told, I hope he gets a good amount of plays this upcoming Sunday so he can redeem himself from that last time he played against the Giants. Yeah. Truth be told, I'm really for it. Him?
Okay, I'm holding
Prime. I'm all for it.
We need to buy a ticket for Prime so he can sit next to us so we can hold him to that.
I also want to say Dallas Goedert as well. I mean, Dallas Goedert, I said earlier in the show, he has emerged as our best offensive option, in my opinion. And I think that if we create more plays for Dallas Goedert, who's obviously a playmaker, obviously a guy that can get yak, and he has good hands, I think that if we just create a situation for Dallas Goedert where we can show off that he is one of the best tight ends in the league that we all know he's capable of being, that he could be that key factor in us making a push this postseason.
Now, Todd's player that he feels like needs to step up for them to make this huge push, Smitty. I think he's for a rookie. He's done a phenomenal job. I think I feel like he's already a player that can play fast. I mean, I think that's the thing with Reagor. Like, when you're thinking too much, you don't play fast. Like, I think as Quez and Jalen, I do think Quez has definitely played fast out there.
Let me ask you guys a question about, because, I mean, leading up to the draft, we were talking about all the wide receivers. And we talked about Ja'Marr Chase and how lovely it would be for him to fall to us. And we knew it wasn't realistic for it to happen, but do you think that Ja'Marr Chase has the same type of success on this team? If it, like, let's just say that the Eagles and Bengals had swapped and we got Ja'Marr Chase and they got Devontae Smith. Do you think that Ja'Marr Chase is putting up the same type of numbers, or do you think that it's just a better fit for Chase?
It's a better scheme, better play calling.
Well, he also has his quarterback from college that they're already married and they know each other very well. Like you're talking about
Smith and
I'm talking about Burrow and
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, we know what you're saying,
but they play together.
But if you're gonna go that route, you gotta understand these two play together too.
No, but I'm saying like their connection was like, that's my ace. You know what I mean? That was his ace. So like, I feel like, I still think Chase would have had a pretty solid year here. Like people were like, he dropped a couple balls in preseason, and they were calling him a bust. Yeah, like what are you talking about? Like he's done everything that we said we was gonna
do. Well, you know, at the same time, we being typical fans because of the fact that he didn't fall to us, so we're gonna go ahead and wish.
I didn't,
you know, that bad. Like, all right, man, yeah, he's dropping balls. We made the better decision.
I had Chase, and then I had Smitty, but I knew we weren't getting Chase, so Smitty was my number one target.
Yeah.
I really feel like it would have been the same outcome if it would have been switched. I think Chase probably would have been playing in the scheme that Smith is playing in right now. And, you know, it would have been, it's just better play calling. But look, at the end of the day, it's all about, they got their shit together now. We're good. They're striving, man. They're connecting very well now. So I'd rather take it now.
I don't have any problem with it whatsoever. I mean, Devontae Smith is an absolute dog, bro. Like, he goes out there and he works as hard as anybody. So to have that mentality and the skill that he naturally possesses, I have no doubt in my mind he'll be a pro bowler in the future.
Yesterday was pretty interesting in the beginning of the game because, like, in that first drive, there was the one pass that Smith caught, and I was just questioning on why he didn't stretch out for the first down. And then, of course, they went with the next play to Goddard, which came off his foot and then, you know, became an interception. Mm-hmm. You know, it is what it is. Now, yesterday, Rager, same thing. You know, I mean, like, he's over there getting upset because he didn't get the first down. But at the same time, he didn't put no effort on stretching the goddamn ball. Like, you know, you could have got the pylon if you stretched your arms, but he didn't do that.
Like, I could imagine Prime as your coach, your gym teacher in high school or something. Like,
I don't even got to be a coach, bro. Give me that hype man's on the sidelines position. I'm going to fucking let you know.
Bro, Prime was like, you didn't cross the line, son. Get back there and run it again.
I'm going to let you know.
And then you look at him and you're like, oh, this coach is too big for me to, like, yell
you
at.
You got
to
stretch that shit.
He's like, Prime is like the perfect strength and conditioning coach. You're like, I'm not fucking with Prime. He could kill me. I was gonna say something. I totally forgot though.
I got it for you. How about this? This is my proposal. Call me crazy.
Ooh, here we go.
We implement Tuesday night games as a regular thing. Tuesdays suck ass, man. Okay, so here's the plan. If you play a Tuesday night game, you have either a Monday night or a bye the following week, and then you get back to a regular schedule. I'm just throwing the idea out there because
what time did you start work this morning, buddy?
Huh?
What time did you start work this morning?
I started at I'm on break until next year.
You know what? Eat shit. I'm suffering. <all right? laughs> I'm struggling.
Fair enough. I'm thinking about it from the NFL's perspective. I know how they love their streams of income. You add another day in after the college season ends. You got Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's 5 days out of the
week. Hey, it feels good. It feels good at this time of the year. Absolutely. It feels good this time of the year. Tuesday night. Here we went to work today, struggling. Tomorrow there's some football. You know what I mean? Now Saturday is gonna be some football. So you're right. I mean, this time of the year. But to implement it on a weekly basis, yeah, hell no, man.
Yeah, okay.
The way we flowing right now, yeah, I don't think we're gonna survive.
Fair.
I don't think we're gonna survive.
Mark says, did you see the Giants snagged ex-Cowboy linebacker Smith played against the Cowboys last week? Again, he will get bodied in space by Goddard. He's an athletic guy. He's just not someone in coverage I'm afraid of.
He just doesn't have it anymore. Well, at least this year. I don't know.
Man, that knee injury, man.
Yeah.
Talk about Christmas. If there was one thing, you know, you're going to ask the Eagles, who play the role of Santa, What is one thing you want from the Eagles for Christmas?
My knee-jerk reaction is to say a linebacker. But if I actually sit down and I think about it, I want a complete evaluation, an honest evaluation of Howie Roseman, and for him to feel some actual heat underneath of his seat. That's what I want.
That's interesting, Evan. Prime?
I actually like that one. I think the whole evaluation of Harry Roseman is a gift many and maybe all of us are asking for. I mean, it's got to be some better decisions in the offseason. I know, you know, the guy hits on some key, you know, things, but I think we're more overwhelmed with some of his stupidity than, you know, the key things that he's been doing. But, I mean, 2017-18 season is behind us. We won the Super Bowl. We got that out the way. But, like, ever since that, it just hasn't been the same. So, I think it's time. And that whole evaluation that Evan just mentioned, I think it's a good one. Now, Three Kings Day request from me, finish off the season strong. You know what I mean? Please. Especially against these division rivalries. Come on, finish off the season strong. That's what I wish for. That's all. Give me some bragging rights. Just let me have some bragging rights.
Mark is asking to take Gannon to the North Pole.
North Pole? Shit, send that pussy to outer space or something.
Whoa. Let's start evaluating the scouting department. And that's also tied to Howard Roseman, but there has to be a marriage between that group like no other. We will give them a hat tip for a lot of Josh Sweat, Lil Tay, Dallas Goedert. It's been a very solid draft, but again, we need to be consistent. This is where the Cowboys have won recently with their scouting. So, you know, it's always keeping up with the Joneses out there. Get it? Keeping up with the Joneses out there. But I feel like this is where the Eagles need to keep on developing. So I'm going to go with that. AJ says, I want to be the females hanging out on the sidelines. What is their jobs? Some of them are coach. There's some coaches out there for Washington.
Some run out there mm-hmm. with the water. Some out there are holding the tablets. I mean, there's just jobs out there.
No, there was coaches.
I said there's some out there holding the tablets. Those are behind the door coaches. I get it.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Voice gang up in here, bro.
Whoa.
She don't hold back, man.
That's what she wants for Christmas.
No problem.
That's what she wants for Christmas.
Yeah, that's what she wants.
Now, Todd wants an official Eric Allen Mitchell Ness jersey.
We all do, Todd. I'm looking for that. I'm looking for that Eric Allen jersey just as well.
Let's see. Adam Michael Gibbs says, please address defensive end, quarterback, safety, and linebacker early in the draft. That would be intense.
Man. That's asking a lot.
The comments are coming for AJ. Brian says, I'd love to have the Eagles to get a veteran receiver to take some attention from Smitty. I read in the comments earlier about the Godwin ACL tear. They thought it was a different kind of tear. And I'm not sure if are you taking Godwin after ACL tear? Like, is that your big, you know, free agent signing now?
I don't know. I felt like we kind of like did that. God, what was that one guy that we ended up signing a couple years ago and never even played?
Mike Wallace.
We've been down that road.
Yeah.
So I hope
he broke his leg though, didn't he?
Yeah. But I mean, like still the expectation. It was a veteran wide receiver that we ended up signing and we never even got to put him on the field.
Right.
You know the news on Jack Stoll? Did you see him get lit up?
Yeah. Yeah, I did see him get lit up.
Adam is going for Allen Robinson now. Your big body target, Penn State alum. Back in the city, state of Pennsylvania.
All right. That would be your veteran wide receiver that you're looking for.
Is he inspired?
Now I just want some Kelly Green.
Perfect opportunity for some Kelly Green.
I like Brian's idea of getting Godwin on a 1-year deal with incentives. That way you can potentially keep him cheap, and if he produces, then he earns his contract.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. But isn't Robinson injury prone? Mark G asks.
Once you come to the Eagles, you're injury prone. Get that straight.
Yo, when Smitty went into the blue tent, I was like, please.
Yeah.
For the love of God. I mean, this is gonna be our last episode before Christmas. Unless we somehow, I don't know. I mean, I got to do.
Unless a holiday miracle occurs.
Unless some breaking news happens that we have to get on here. Telling you, I hope everyone out there. I know Christmas time can be a glorious time for some people. Some people, holidays is stressful. But we all wish you guys, happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate out there, do it up big, because every day is precious out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, enjoy every holiday, enjoy your families, make sure everybody's good. So it's the real deal. Everyone's make sure they're getting tested for their other families. I'm like, it's a stressful time. I'm like, maybe I should just stay in this room and not hang out with anybody until Christmas day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it's stressful, but yeah, I just want to echo exactly what you said. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Be with your families, enjoy the time with your families and loved ones this Christmas. I hope everybody has a good, happy, healthy Christmas. Hopefully we get some snow for the game. We get football this
snow this year. You want a snow tailgate, bro? Come on.
Hey, man. Yeah. Why not? Dude, with a bang?
I'm in the minority of people that prefers winter to summer, man. I'm a big fan of the cold, big fan of the snow. Bring it on.
Evan's dying so hard to be oppressed over here. I'm in the minority. Yeah.
That's what's going on.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I definitely want to go ahead and wish everybody a happy holidays. Be safe out there. Before we go, man, I definitely want to give a shout out to my cousin and my godson. Miami Dolphin fans, but decided to come to their very first NFL game yesterday at the Lincoln Financial Field at Tia Eagles. And the reactions that I got from them both today, man, hey, listen, the secret's out. They came out of the closet. They love some Eagles. They enjoyed it yesterday, man. Yeah, I think I might have converted these two. You know what I mean? I think I might have converted these two to be some Eagles fans.
I looked over it. His godson had the
Dolphin. Miami Dolphins thing, yeah, but you know what I mean, he wasn't rocking that thing inside the stadium. He knew
when I looked it out, I was just like, all right.
Yeah, he knew better than that. But he said he had a great time, man. I talked to him earlier today when I got off of work, and he thanked me. He thanked me a whole lot, you know what I mean? He said he had a great time. They were chanting. They were actually chanting by the time they got out of their cars when they parked. They started getting into some Eagles chants just to get into the rhythm. My cousin, he didn't have no voice today. He lost it with all the cheering he did yesterday. So it was a great time. It was a great experience for them. But also, I want to thank everybody that made yesterday possible, man. Again, big shout out to the people that contributed. It was a nice turnout, and I'm glad we were able to finish it off and end the night with a W.
Yes,
again, you know,
sir.
Shout out to Aaron and the Goofy Gators for all they do for the the autism community and special needs community. Shout out to Mark Merrick. I know he's going on vacation soon, so he's gonna get out of here. So shout out to him and wifey. And what else?
I got one more thing I want to say, and I completely forgot about it at this moment. I haven't even talked about it with you guys right now, and I'm sorry after all the sentimental things that were just said that this is what I have to bring up. But yesterday, something happened at the tailgate that I just have to address and I have to get to the bottom of, because it's been festering in my brain for almost a day now. Violation on me. I went to my car. I had an egg sandwich, bacon, egg, and cheese on the way to the tailgate, trying to get something in my stomach. And so I was going to the bathroom. I went to the porta potty, and I stopped. I saw that sandwich just chilling in my car. I was like, I got to throw that out. My car's going to smell like eggs by the time I get in here. I grab it, looking for a trash can under the way to the porta potty. Don't find one. Violation on me. I left the sandwich on the little shelf in there. I go back to the porta potty about 30 minutes later. Somebody ate the sandwich. Somebody ate the other half of a bacon, egg, and cheese that was left in the.
What the hell is even that?
What's going on, folks? Just come over to the tailgate. I'll feed you a fresh cheesesteak. You don't need to be eating out of porta potties. It's just, it's disgusting, folks. Come on. You got to do better.
That's next level.
I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I was like, I cannot believe somebody walked into a porta potty, saw food, and ate it.
Wow. Yo, remember that playoff game that we were at and we were all, yo, that was, I think
it
that
was
the, that was the, that tailgate that your brother made the steak or something. Yeah. And we're watching, we look over to the right.
Yeah, we're watching all these girls just taking selfies
in a pile of garbage. Of
trash. Just a pile of trash because they were trashed and they go and sit in this pile of trash and they're taking selfies. And I mean, oh, the place was swamped with throw up. We saw so much throw up that night. It was all over the parking lot. And they literally, the girl took a dive into the
trash. She was doing the backstroke.
Yeah, she was doing the angel in the trash.
And I'm like,
she was doing the snow angel in the trash.
There's the home training. It's really home training. So, I mean,
it starts at home.
It starts at home training.
You got to parent your kids. I guess that's what
I'm going to say something else, but I'm going to watch my mouth.
On that note, Merry Christmas. Stay out of the porta potty band. Porta potty buffet.
And we'll see you on Sunday.
So, hey, there's another tailgate happening soon. We didn't even mention that. There's another tailgate on Sunday. Shout out to Jennifer Sledge. She could not make the last tailgate. Hopefully we get her at this tailgate. That would be awesome and amazing. Hopefully she said she was going to bring the Sledge jersey. So that's pretty cool. I mean, that's a Pro Bowl. So they call him Sledge, but are we going to have to call him Pro Bowl Sledge now?
Yeah. Hey, listen, man, they called him Big Play Sledge on the announcement yesterday.
This is Big Play, of course.
They made Big Play Sledge.
Okay, so there's a tailgate on Sunday. Again, we're going to be doing this up very shortly. So if you guys want to come down, have a good time. It'll be day after Christmas. If you still want to wear your Christmas attire, so be it. If you want snow like Evan, so be it. It's a perfect opportunity to come out. There's only a limited amount of tailgates left, so hopefully see you guys soon, and we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly Eagles fly.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture, and the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe, for the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.